Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Kind of casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, Check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
This literally is the rest of my day.
Zach Harper staple. Oh my God. Come on, man. Yo, I like how you don't specify what type of monkey.
No, yeah, man. I'll let them play jazz on that.
But no, it does chimp every time.
The skydiving one isn't a chimp.
Okay.
No?
Picture.
Racist. Racist to mean all monkeys look alike. Is that what we're doing now?
What about this? Let's
see. Is that what we're doing?
This cannot be why technology was invented. What the fuck? I just asked, they said, oops, I can't generate that image. Can I help you imagine something else? What I asked for was a picture of an orangutan as the president. You can't do that?
No.
Okay, Zach. I see your orangutan
political,
as president.
It's political, you know? Come on, it's a podcasting chimp.
Ape casting.
I'd like to see an honest chimpanzee podcaster.
Yeah. Picture.
It looks like Zach when he got frozen.
It does. Oh, yes, it does.
Thrilled about that.
What about this? They better be able to have it.
What was the last CT5 we did? What was the order?
Oh, my God. It did it. I can't believe it actually did it.
What is that?
Picture of a dishonest chimpanzee.
Wait a second. You want to know? Hold on. This is what I just did.
Oh, you got the blur on, though.
Yeah, I got the blur. I'm not going to turn that off. All right, hold on. I'll just send it to the chat. There we go.
It looks so humble. Oh, here we go. Oh, let me send this to the chat because this one's too good. This one's too good. Hold on. Voila.
Yeah, they really won't do specific people. Because I just asked for a picture of Liam Neeson skydiving and they said no.
Type in picture of an old Irish man with zero knee cartilage.
Wait, look, Maze, look at what I just said.
He's got analog notes in front of him too.
That's Zach's book. CD5 book.
It's going to be worth a lot of money. Why is there a pile of like clothes and shit behind him? How did they know that Zach was doing it from his mom's basement?
Wait, I think I got one here. Hold on. Come on. Give me this. You got to give me this one, AI. Come on. Oh, come on. I asked for a monkey bartender.
Our friendly bartender.
We're on the same page, Zach, because I asked for a picture of a bartender stealing money from the bar. This guy does not embrace solutions.
Wait, we got one. Hold on. We got one. They just couldn't do that specific.
This is going to be a great episode.
It's going to be great. Maisie's going to clip in all these pictures.
Yep. Aw,
look at that guy.
I know.
Wait, adorable. Is he serving or is he?
It looks like he's serving. Now all of a sudden, yeah. I just did, monkey at a bar.
At first I thought he was just kind of sad at the bar. And then
no, but he's behind that little barrier thing.
Yeah. The bottles are behind him. All right. Should we get started?
I'd rather do this. No offense.
Start cold open.
This idea is just straight up bad. That algorithm is busted. It's among the worst ideas I've ever heard. Top five, easy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kind of broke your seat, y'all. So all I got is five.
Welcome to Cinephobe Top 5. This is the podcast where we rank our top five favorite things from Cinephobe episodes in the Cinephobe universe. It's also called CT5. This is real quick and easy, ladies and gentlemen. We pick a category, and then we each come up with our top five things in that category, along with two outside looking ins. This week, this is the CT5 Memo Moreno Award. So these are people,
characters. Real quick turnaround on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a joke last week, and now it's a reality. These are characters from Cinephobe movies that we would be okay with plowing our woman, just like Sylvester Stallone was okay with Memo Moreno plowing his woman and stealing her, ultimately, in the fileable movie Driven. All right. This is the order. I go first. Maze, you go second. Zach, you go third. My first outside looking in, this might be recency bias, guys.
But it's, well, it's a recent from, award.
Yeah.
No, that's true. It's Junior from Gemini Man.
What?
The clone?
The clone, yeah. Because he's
a virgin.
The one with the sneaker collection?
Yeah, he's new in town and he's never had sex before, so I'll be like, have at it.
Oh, because he's a virgin. That's right.
It'll be over quick, right?
Yeah.
Or it won't even happen because he'll look away at that stupid ass face he has.
So. Yeah. CGI squirmy squint that he does.
That's definitely recency bias, but it's a good recency bias. That's one that definitely fits.
Not Junior Junior, though, right?
Not Junior. No.
Not the Junior. Not the me. Just the regular Junior.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one way to get it going. I have another pretty recent pick. We're talking the post-200 era. Mm-hmm. We're talking a man that's well-connected. You know, he can maybe get you some smuggled goods, some illegal drugs. He's clearly a good old boy. Can fly you around in his plane. Yeah. I don't really want him smashing my girl, but he could smash my mom all day. It's Hoagie.
Hoagie.
I forgot about Hoagie.
Outside looking in for me. Yeah. He was almost my first OLI on the list.
He would have been top five for me for sure if I'd remembered him. When I saw Jaws, all I could think of was the shark, and I was like, well, Zach's got that one on the list. So.
All right. My OLI, surprisingly, had it written right on his clothes of what he is. It's good enough for Rob Corddry. It's good enough for me. Ed Monix, come bang my girl. Semi-pro.
Yeah,
Ed Cuck right on that jersey. You know?
It's not
opened up.
It's not CT5 Cucks. That's not exactly what this list is. But
no, I'm picking Ed Monix. I said it's good enough for Rob Corddry. It's good enough for me. Yeah.
I'm saying it doesn't always have to be a Cuck situation. You don't always have to watch.
Yeah.
Rob Corddry was more than interested.
I think all of mine are Cuck situations, if I'm being honest.
Actual Cuck situation, or you would be willing
to be
cuck?
The Cuck?
I'd probably need to see it, yeah.
Well.
You'd probably need to see it?
Ed Monick's the only one that I definitely need to see.
To confirm that it happened, or why would you need to see
it? Just interested, I guess. I don't know.
You're Turns interested you in a life There's of so, cuckoldry.
I'm not interested in that, but I'm saying with these particular people, I don't know. Kind of an experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. My next outside looking in was going to be a lot higher on my list, but Zach ruined it in the chat. It's Mystery Lion from Zookeeper.
Well, I didn't ruin it for the people at home.
I don't know. I had the fun as being a surprise to you guys, so that really kind of like took the wind out of my sails.
I forgot about that conversation already. You could have moved him up. The Mystery Lion.
I accused Zach of having a certain character on his list, and he said, oh yeah, well, you probably got the misogyny lion, and I instantly screenshotted just a little part of my note that was like, yep.
I love how many different names this guy has. He's the mystery lion, he's the Dennisist of lion, he's the misogyny lion, Sylvester Stallone. Oh man, you insult her, make her feel bad.
Oh man, when Maine's called him a person who negs.
Oh my god, yo, that's a rewatch, Ethan, man. That might be
Zookeeper.
just for that scene, man.
Man. That's tough. Yeah. If we can get Ree Washington's down to just problematic 5-minute clips, I think
that might be it. We might. That's the evolution of Ree Washington, where we just do
super cuts.
Yep.
All right. My other OLI. This was the toughest. This took me a long time to get to this point because I had a solid top four, top five-ish. And obviously, Hoogie was a no-brainer. He had to be on the list. But this guy, he consistently outkicks his coverage. So you know he's got game, right?
Yeah.
He's also a man's man. He likes to have fun with the boys. He brought the penis showing game to the restaurant. It's Radamus. Luis Guzman in waiting.
Fuck, I didn't even have him. That's such a good one.
I thought about him and I said he just looks a little too dirty and too gross. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know.
He's ugly. He's not ugly, handsome. It's like you wouldn't feel threatened, but he looks unclean.
He looks dirty. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think he's this fucking broads buying a dumpster,
that's
man.
That's a good one. I wish I had that on my list.
It's kind of contingent on me also working at the restaurant. Right? Like if we're like in the same. Like, because if I was a client, for example, and Radamus comes out from the kitchen and smashes my girl, that's not going too well.
Not good, yeah.
But if we're boys and we're trying to show each other the brain and the goat and all that shit, I'll just be like, I get it. You know, Radamus.
And especially in a restaurant, enough of the guys and girls get passed around amongst staff, right? It's definitely a more acceptable situation for sure. Yeah.
When he's telling his girl, she says, "You think I'm just a piece of meat? Not just any piece of meat, baby. A prime rib."
Radamus. My next OLI. You're probably more likely to walk in on this than anything. I don't know if the permission's going to happen, but this dude's so fucking charming. You said you had a solid four, you know, top four, top five. Well, I've got a solid pick. It's Cloud from Along Came Polly, man. He'll bang your girl, then he'll drive you to the airport. Like, just a good, charming dude. You can't be mad at him. Yeah, you have to be like Z Hippo and just, you know, just let it happen.
Life advice, man.
Yeah, he's like, good dude.
You let him know.
Solid.
Wasn't the one for you. Yeah. All right, here we are, the top five now. Number five, this guy's rich. He's famous. He's athletic. He's good looking. He's charming. And his son will go on to become rich and famous and athletic and good looking and charming. It's Apollo Creed.
Wow.
The King of Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of Monty Fister.
I thought about it, and I think I'm too intimidated. I don't know.
No, I'd be like,
I think he's too much of all of the things you described. I think he's too rich, too athletic, too handsome, too charming.
Yeah.
But I would raise the progeny as my own.
I don't think you get to do that. No.
Okay, if it's a scam, if it's a long con where now you are trying to profit off of his illegitimate child.
This is a different list. That's a different list.
I respect the creativity, though.
And I also respect him. Like if someone's going to be the one to smash, to plow my woman, right? And knock her up.
Beautifully said. Yeah, beautifully said.
I would rather it be him than for instance, Thunderlips or someone like that. I wouldn't want that.
Not a CT5 character, really.
I just couldn't go there with you, man. I love Carl Weathers. Drago? Obviously, he had to be considered. All of his characters had to be considered. Yeah. I don't want to follow Action Jackson.
Well,
no way.
I was talking about Apollo Creed, brother.
I know. I'm just saying. He was like, Apollo's on the list. Action Jackson was considered.
I really hope. Never mind. You keep going.
Even Hurricane Smith, mustache list. I wouldn't want to follow that.
Nice.
My number five. This guy could smash my girl as long as he cheers me on while I dance. It's Chris Pine and Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh. On my list, didn't make the cut.
He's a smoke show. He's a charismatic cult leader. So you know that you know, got some strong rhetoric, and I could listen to his podcast and get a little more patriarchal, you know, become more of a man.
Yeah. Ultimately, I couldn't let that that beta cuck Jordan Peterson be on my list, which is why I didn't put him on my top list. But that's essentially who he is, you know.
But he looks like Chris Pine.
Yeah, man, he's a smoke show. All right. Number five for me. This guy, unbelievable body. Like, smoke show, athletic, smart, just someone who you don't think you want him to bang your girl, and then all of a sudden you spend some time around him, and he's making you a lot of money, and it's Brandon, a.k.a. John Anthony. It's Matthew McConaughey. Good enough for Pacino, good enough for me.
Two for the money. Yeah.
Two for the money, baby.
OOLIs.
Yeah.
So, Zach, I just want to be clear.
This one's not a cuck. This one's not a cuck.
You're picking all the people who basically got cucked, basically.
But charming, they're charming. Like, not everyone who got cucked, but these are charming people.
But all these, aren't you, what's that? That's three for three now, right?
Well, three for three. These are people who banged, but Memo banged Gina Gershon. Like, they got married. What are you talking about?
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're picking people who actually went through with.
John Anthony didn't go through with it.
Oh, that's right. We just speculated. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
You're just thinking about Cucuccino peeking out the window.
That's also part of it. I want to peek through the window.
From the sun.
They get in a car together. I'm going to peek through that window.
Number four. I really put a high premium on character.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm.
High character people. People who mean well. Hardworking people. And also people who do things the right way. Including always using protection. Because, you know, I'm my woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want some filthy disease like from Luis Guzman. I want someone who does it the right way. It's Amistad from Never Back Down. Because he uses dental dams.
Amin, first name I wrote down, Jean Roca, for the dental damness of it all.
I got Never Back Down. Dental plan right here.
Mm-hmm.
Same note too.
Also be a tutorial. I don't know how to use that stuff. Show me how.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
And he would. He's the kind of guy that would. He'd like, here, this is what you do. She likes it when you do it this way.
I mean, that's, is it smashing your mom or smashing your girl in this case with him?
Well, see, I'm not like Zach. I'm not like projecting the thing. I'm just saying this is the character.
What do you mean? He's a good dude. So not in the movie
Mace
scenario.
Mace just said he's going to let someone bang his mom.
Hoagie.
What?
Mace said he's going to let Hoagie bang his mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're coming at me for, yes. He said he can't bang my girl, but he can bang my mom. It's Hoagie.
Oh my God.
Pretty spot on. That's pretty much exactly how it went down.
I
would love to have Michael Caine as a stepdad. Are you kidding me?
It'd be phenomenal. Shut the fuck up. He'd be doing shtick every time he needed advice.
Even in death, he was near death. He was still doing shtick. Maze, you're number four.
All right. So this guy, he's cut from marble. He's gorgeous. He's like this beautiful face and this incredible body. And I genuinely don't care that he's kind of lame. I don't even care that he cheats on me. It's what? Paul Rudd in Wet Hot American Summer. And you could also lose interest at the drop of a hat. You taste like a burger. I don't like you anymore.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, you guys remember that movie because you hated it.
I remember him wearing a jean jacket at one point.
Yep.
Yeah. He wasn't gay, right? That was Bradley Cooper and somebody else?
Michael Ian Black.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. I knew there was a dark-haired gentleman in there.
A house gentleman.
All right, number four. I don't even think there's anything I could do about it if this happened. And he is so charming. He is so good looking. And there's a certain point where if I did try to fight him, he'd ask me, how do you like your ribs? It's Action Jackson.
Ah, yeah.
Can't resist, man.
Jericho.
Also not a hornball, right? So I know it was like he was in front of Vanity, he was in front of Sharon Stone, and he like cool. he was like I got to be a good person here.
You tell him be respectful and he would.
I wouldn't even have to tell him be respectful.
He would treat him right for sure.
Yeah.
My number 3. You know, the funny thing about you misogynists is you guys just assume this has to be dudes. But women qualify too. And so I'm going with Jennifer Lopez. The Dicosaurus Rex from Geely. She can tap my woman any day.
That 19 out of fucking 10.
And Zach, I would watch that one.
Dinosaurus Rex herself, yes. Oof,
that's tough. I didn't even think of her. I mean, like when I went past Geely on the street, I thought of Affleck, I thought of Pacino, and I thought of Bartha. And I was like, nah, none of those. Like, I can't.
You don't want to let Bartha take your girl to the Baywatch?
No, not so much.
You want his penis sneeze?
Whoa! Whoa, no. All right. My number 3. He does his job the way it's supposed to be done. He plays basketball the way it should be played. It's Ed Monix, Woody Harrelson, and Semi-Pro. And when Rob Corddry is cucking, Monix, you old dog. What are you doing? Not saying I'm just sitting here watching and
so
stuff.
Fucking funny in that movie. Oh my God, Corddry's so funny.
That old jump shot of yours ain't broke yet, is it?
I feel like you guys are rewarding Corddry more than you're rewarding Monix.
Well, I can empathize with Corddry.
Yeah, you can kind of
imagine your favorite basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're dating someone because they used to date your favorite basketball player.
I don't think it was because. I think it just happened to be. I think that was a coincidence.
No.
I got that wrong?
I think
no, wait,
so.
No, Maze. You're right because he didn't know. Because remember when Monix shows up to the house, Rob Corddry loses.
He's like, what are you doing here?
No, you never told me you used to date. You never told me you used to date.
Maybe. I thought he dated her specifically because. But maybe I was projecting onto that.
You might. Well, it's your fantasy. Whatever you want.
Yeah, it is.
Great
don't cut against the Amigos last Friday night, man.
Look, I don't want to be the annoying guy that corrects you, but the tone's actually so much better. He's like, hey, great backdoor cut against the Amigos last week. Like, it's like a very...
It's genuine.
All right. My number 3, also not a misogynist, you piece of shit. I also have a woman as my number 3. You know what? She could sell me on fucking anything. I'll buy a car from her. It's Catherine Hahn from The Goods.
Woo!
She'll deliver. Yeah. Might fit like glove. Oh.
I mean, if it's that kind of list, she's number 1. How do you have anybody higher than Catherine Hahn?
Oh, I got people higher than Catherine Hahn.
I got people higher, baby.
People? Yeah, but Catherine Hahn, people? You kidding me?
Peoples?
You have people. Do you have people?
Looking at my list.
All right. Well, my number 2, because apparently I don't know how to count, so I have to take one out. My number 2. I had an extra one and I fucked up. But I can't take out my top 2 for this person, so they gotta go. So my number 2 is, been mentioned before, Maze, you're intimidated by him. Zach, you think he'd be respectful? I do too. Action Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's gotta be like, he would be so not gentle, because I don't think like I think he's still powerful. Oh. You know,
yes, but
respectful. Yeah.
Respectful.
But not in a like.
He wouldn't send her back like just like, dude.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
You'd be like, oh, OK. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And also, great again, pick. I think for all of these, there's a part of me where like, I understand. Like, I would be upset. Like, if my girl cheated on me with Luis Guzman, I'd be like, come on, man. Even McConaughey, I'd be like, that douchebag. But like Action Jackson, I'd be like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You really want Carl Weathers to fuck your chick, huh?
Well, that'll never happen now, sadly.
Mm.
Maze, your number two.
A dream deferred. My number two, don't really have a whole lot to say about this person. He's one of the sexiest men ever. Not according to People magazine, but one of the sexiest men ever.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be upset with him no matter what he did, especially if he called me Mijo. It's Wade Garrett, Sam Elliott, and Roadhouse.
Run it again, Maze. Run it again. Number two as well, Wade Garrett.
Come on, man.
Oh, wow. My God. That one, I'm absolutely watching.
Well, so...
Absolutely.
My interpretation of the memo, right, is I think the idea is the dude is either cool enough that you couldn't stay mad at him.
Yeah.
Or hot enough that you would understand and maybe want to participate.
Which is so weird that you said no to both Apollo Creed and Action Jackson, because he's both of those characters are both of them.
Cool. I didn't feel like I could have.
I think he's too far.
Carl Weathers, so that's why I went Action Jackson over Apollo. But I'm on the same wavelength as you. I mean,
oddly enough, I'll let you guys know Hurricane Smith not on my list because
no mustache,
and also like
you know, like the knife thing.
The other two guys are very successful. Like Hurricane Smith is like a construction worker. Like,
I guess. Wow. I guess my thinking with the Carl Weathers situation is she wouldn't come back, dude. Why would she come back?
Because he'd tell her to go back.
Yeah, because he's like, look, this life ain't for you.
Yeah. This guy, he's. I trust him. He's a good enough guy.
Is that what Memo does, though?
That's different, though. That was a Gina thing. Like, she was out on Sly.
And also, I'll be honest.
She was using Memo.
Wait, did you just call her? You just call her evil? Let's be respectful.
That's amazing.
That's my girl. All right? That's Gina Gershon. Let's be respectful.
But also, I want to point out that, like, Memo was so cool, even though she left him. I'm like, you know what? I get it, man. And you know what? That's how I'd feel if she left me for Action Jackson or she left me for Apollo Creed. I'm like, you know what? I get it.
Absolutely.
Okay with it.
Yeah. Wait, all these people, though, man. Okay, that dude is. That dude's sexy. I'd be okay.
Other than maybe Gemini Man. No. You know what? Knock Gemini Man off the list. Mystery Lion down to first second OLI. And my first OLI. I'm replacing now. You know, like I said, you want a good dude, right? A solid dude. Or, you know, in other words, you want an angel.
Oh, God.
Paul
Not Bettany. A person. Not a person.
Paul Bettany or the angel Gabriel?
That's a great follow-up question.
The angel Gabriel, as played by Paul Bettany.
You want the angel Gabriel to smash your girl?
It wasn't Gabriel. He was Michael. Wasn't he Michael? Gabriel?
I got it mixed up, yeah. Gabriel is Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, yeah. Yeah, so put me down as my OLI number one is Paul Bettany as the angel Michael. I'd be all right
Good
with
luck
it.
With
like,
that, you know dude. What?
With or without wings?
That's a good question.
Could he?
They bulletproof wings.
Metal.
I feel like he has to have the wings off, right? Because otherwise...
Might, like, scratch her up, yeah.
I don't know. He might be able to do some cool shit.
He might be able to do some wild shit.
Yeah.
He might be too powerful with the wings on.
Either way. All right, so that brings me to my number one.
How many picks do you have?
I'll give you a Paul Bettany.
Oh, because you moved him down. You moved down.
So number one... This is tough because now I'm about to contradict everything I said. I talked about being respectful. I talked about like bringing her back in the same condition as what she went out in. And I talked about being a cool dude. And I think this guy is none of those things. But who am I to say anything if he were to impose? It's Bolo.
Which Bolo? We got two Bolos. See, I feel very strongly about this. Both?
Yes.
I feel very strongly about this. I would only... It didn't make my top spot. Uh-huh. I would only let Bolo from Double Impact do it. Not Bloodsport. That Bloodsport dude, all for show. Yeah. Double Impact, that dude's about business and principle.
The one in Double Impact killed his own man. Just
as a principle. As like, yo, that's how fucking hardcore I am. But not Chun-Li, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's, oh my God. He's just got massively wide tits.
Maze, what's your number one?
I mean, Amin's lineup is stunning. Just gotta say, from top to bottom, Bolo, Carl Weathers twice, J-Lo, Amistad, the Angel Michael, and the Mystery Lion. I'm Eskimo Brothers with the depressive list of individuals known as the Avengers.
I think everybody's list is going to seem insane, by the way. Dave, what's your number one?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's also been said, I think Zach was too low. Come on, man. It's Cloud.
Cloud?
Yeah. From Along Came Polly.
You know why he was low? Because that dude's got a hog on him.
Yeah. He's packing a hog.
That's what I'm worried about, yeah.
But I don't, like, Hank Azaria, I mean, it's probably a toss-up with the Birdcage, but Hank Azaria's never looked better in his goddamn life.
I mean, he's ripped and hot. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't get enough credit for that.
And what I was rewatching it a little bit. He is genuinely in love with Deborah Messing. He's like, I'm sorry, Luben. I don't know what came over me. Like, mm-hmm. I have a file in my trouser. And he tells him to be like the hippo.
Yeah.
He'll give you a ride to the airport on his Vespa, like you mentioned, Zach. That's mm-hmm. just classy. That's the right kind of guy that I want to be smashing my girl. But then at the end, he's heartbroken. Claude is heartbroken. Mm-hmm. That Lisa left him and moved on with her life, and he's alone on his boat giving scuba lessons again, and he recovers well. So yeah, Claude. Mm-hmm. Claude, my man.
Are you guys all right for scuba?
Zach, finish it off.
My number one. My number one. Not picking a man here, all right? Again, this misogyny thing and all this shit. I'm not picking a man here. Also, just through cinephobe lore, people who have been forgotten, people who didn't, like, you guys haven't even come close to mentioning yet in this episode. I did ask for a little help here. Maybe Amin can put that up to the camera. It's Ed, man. Come on.
Picture of a chimpanzee on a bed with rose petals.
Come on, man. You know he's got great reaction time. You know he's got like, he understands. He also understands, like, proper etiquette in the bed from when he was with Matt LeBlanc, right? Like, I think Matt LeBlanc overreacted to all that shit in bed with him. Like, I think Ed would be respectful. I'm a little worried about the smell, you know? A little worried about the smell. But if Amin can put a fucking line in there, then I can put Ed.
Yeah, I've been scrambling to try to get this going so everybody can get a little taste of that. That's what we're talking about here. So Zach, this is for your girl, this scenario?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make it romantic. Obviously, there are rose petals everywhere.
Why are you going to make it romantic?
Why would you dare?
Do you lay the rose petals?
Yeah, I'm setting up. I'm going to throw him in there. I'm going to lead her to the room, and I'm just going to close the door behind her. Yeah, and I'm going to walk away.
You're more than okay with Ed smashing your girl. You're facilitating it.
I mean, I got to be respectful.
Respect does not have anything to do with it. Also, hold on. Here you go. That is also who Zach would let.
No, don't do that to me. Be respectful.
Watching Ed smash his girl.
Recording an episode about it.
In front of me.
Picture of a dishonest chimpanzee podcast.
No, don't do that to me.
Okay. Maze, if you could, just recap for everyone the top fives.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Everyone's lineup. Yeah.
All right, the top five. So Zach, number five, Brandon Lang, Matthew McConaughey from Two for the Money, Action Jackson, Carl Weathers from Action Jackson, Babs from The Goods, Catherine Hahn, Sam Elliott from Roadhouse, Wade Garrett, and mm-hmm. Ed from Ahmed, a bunch of people in a chimpanzee suit.
Jay Caputo, to, you know, mainly.
Mainly. Amin's top five. Apollo Creed from Rocky IV. The Gentleman from Amistad from Never Back Down because of his dental plan. The unhoused gentleman because he lives at his studio.
He's unhoused.
Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. the Dicosaurus Rex from Geely. Action Jackson, Carl Weathers from Action Jackson. And Bolo Young, he refused to pick a movie.
I'm not telling Bolo no. That's
my five is the cult leader from Don't Worry, Darling, Chris Pine. Paul Rudd in Wet Hot American Summer. Ed Monix. The man who plays basketball the way it should be played from Semi-Pro. Wade Garrett from Roadhouse. And Claude from Along Came Polly.
Observation. Maze. Racist.
Mm-hmm.
All white penises.
And a misogynist.
And a misogynist. Mm-hmm. Wow. Are you Republican?
Hmm. Who are you voting for?
Well, Republicans download podcasts too. My bad, Republicans.
Amin had no white people. Racist.
That's not true.
Not in your top five.
Okay.
Also, the angel Michael is divine. He transcends race.
Loretta Devine.
Dan Devine.
For colored girls.
Whoa!
Cutting room floor. And let me just tell you guys.
Heard that title.
If you think my CT5 was insane, wait till you get to the cutting room floor. I guess the first one, the most obvious one, get it out the way, was Billy Ray Smith, a.k.a. Hurricane Smith. As I said, no mustache kind of threw me off.
He doesn't have a problem with horse, though.
No, he doesn't.
Ain't got no problem with horse.
Mace.
My top OOLI was Carl Weathers in... everything, but I also had Job post glow up in The Lawnmower Man.
I had Job halfway through glow up.
Halfway
through. Yeah.
So all right, Mrs. Burke.
No, he's above the Mendoza line.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I mean, I can just throw some.
You've been tracking his progress.
Basic logic
until he's
problems out of you.
Eligible.
I've got Batman from movie 43.
Oh, fuck, that's a good one.
Hugh
Jackman from movie 43.
Awesome.
You got fucking balls on your neck. I had Chester from Dude, Where's My Car? That's Sean William Scott's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina Gershon, Showgirls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was a mean bitch.
I thought you were maybe going there.
Mm.
Yeah. I've got the dad from Rhinestone.
I forgot about that. That's a good one.
Call me. I had Chris Pine in Horrible Bosses 2, but I went with Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser in Encino Man.
What about?
Ew, you could have a caveman fuck your girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's so what about cool. Poison Rose?
No.
No? Okay. No,
sex.
I don't want him to score
with your sweetie.
With the shrug, with the gun, he's holding the gun like Jonah Hill, and this is the end. Bang, bang.
I got Sudeikis, but different movie. Hall Pass, because he's gonna fake chow that thing. It's not gonna be that bad.
just a little fake chow. Yeah. I won't lie, man. I'm a little bit of an indecent proposal kind of guy. There's something about a rich man screwing my girl that I'm all right with. It's Jack Balance.
Come on, man. You know he's not interested in women. He just likes little mice.
He just likes mice.
He's going to bring mice and he's going to bring gerbils into the bedroom. Zohan?
I thought about it, but I didn't put it down. Yeah,
disco. Because
I don't really like him. You know, like
I'd be pissed.
Great at it.
Yeah.
I don't really like him. Yeah,
he would definitely do the respectful thing though, right? And like, because sex is so casual to him.
But I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
He was banging all those biddies.
Xenophobia from Zach. I get it.
Oh, by the way, we got to do a rewatchington with Juju for that one.
Oh, we absolutely do. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Chinatown month on the rewatchables, rewatchingtons.
Steve getting it, Berg. He can move his body, man. I liked him. Teen Witch. Not to be confused with the Soul Kisses guy. Not him. That guy's not respectful.
Soul Kisses. All right. This is where it starts to get really kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty weird where I'm at right now.
This like, because I have them all, like, almost in chunks. This is the, All right. Happy from Blue Chips.
Okay.
We owe it to him.
The money thing
we
again?
Because we owe it to him.
Yeah.
Because you're trying, like, an indecent you're proposal, trying to take
a payoff?
Yeah.
I had this. I mean, this one I just threw down. I don't really believe it. Gordon Bombay.
No. No.
No, I just was like, I don't know. I was trying to come up with it. I'm like, would I? And I clearly didn't make my list, but it's written down.
I know he's a bad guy. But the Rumble.
Oh, wow.
The Rumble, I'd be okay with.
Rumble time.
Yeah.
All right. So Happy from Blue Chips leads a group of people where, like, I don't know how, like, it's not so much I'd be happy, I'd be cool with it, but it's just like, you kind of like, all right, I get it. Coconut Pete.
Yeah, I had that
also on my list. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, that was mostly just because he's a dude that I don't think I could stay mad at.
No, not at all.
Plus, you're like at his resort. You kind of have to assume that everybody there is taking a coconut off the tree. All right, these guys have to go together. Paul Walker and Timeline and Hayden Christensen and Takers.
Dude, I thought about Paul Walker and Timeline long and hard. Like, can I put him on this list?
No, I think, man, I thought about it, right? Like, he's handsome and he's dumb as shit and he's hanging out with scientists. Like,
but he's going to have 650 years of sexual knowledge to throw.
Might come back with the torn ACL.
Yep.
Yeah, slide tackles her.
At best, like, she's got, you know, the cleat spikes in her legs right there.
And Hayden Christensen will just lay his tiny fedora on the chair on his way out the door. Yeah. So
I'll also take a pair then, if you're doing a pair.
Do it.
Both from the same movie. Demi Moore from Disclosure or Michael Douglas only when he wants to throw out some patriarchal urges.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want Michael to...
Dude, only when he's feeling that patriarchal urge.
I mean, we talked about it a lot. He is the most uncomfortable sexual being in the history of cinema. I don't like thinking about him in a sexual context.
I don't mind it.
All right. Since we're going in pairs, I've got a pair too. These guys are both kind of detectives or whatever. It's Chandler Yarrow, a.k.a. Chandler Yarrow, and Shame from Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Okay, yeah.
I thought about Shame.
I thought about Shame as well, yeah.
Okay, I had Denzel and Heart Condition.
Same so too, bro.
I think he's the, like, smooth... I tried to go back and look at a little bit of clips, but, like, you don't get a ton of him when he's alive.
Right.
Out with the whores, though. We know he's hanging out with the whores.
Because we find his secret family and all that.
Oh,
and
that's right,
The Black Baby, Phil Noir, that's coming on a future CT5 list to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention his little black book, remember, when they're going through his estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's a lawyer, you know.
Yeah. You guys want to get weird?
Okay, I got now. Yeah, because now every name on my list now this is the weird group. And I don't know why. I think I wrote him because I just thought they were funny. But
I think he's not threatening. And I don't think it would be that good, so I'm not worried about her going to him again. And it would shut him the fuck up for a little bit. It's Pretzi.
That's not the way you talk to a broad, you understand? Just cut it out, that's all. That's no way to talk to a dame.
Oh, God.
In this situation, it's Pretzi, like your Hagerod manager.
Yeah.
Like he is with Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what, Pretzi? Take one.
Okay.
Have one of the broads.
I see you're Fretzy, and I raise you Cole Hauser.
Oh!
Yes,
I thought about that one. And I was like, "Nah, he's running my Dangerous Knights crew. I definitely do not want to make it.
You can't cross those lists.
With my girl.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If I need a night out with the boys, who am I calling? I can't call him anymore.
Exactly.
Can't call Lupus. I'm fucked.
Lupus
Grabowski. All right, you guys want to get weird? You want to get fucking weird?
It's weirder, so much weirder for me. I swear to God.
Mateo!
Oh, you know he can handle a snake.
You know he can be the caboose on any train. Mateo! Oh, shit.
No, I just realized no one for John Voight, though?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, Chicago.
That dirty Amazon River dick is not getting near my woman. What are you talking about?
My man is psychotic.
Might have a wasp inside it.
Yep. Oh, Zach, what you got?
Staring at your girl.
You want to get weirder?
Come on. Yeah.
Maurice Tiptoes.
This fucking cognac and cough syrup.
Yeah, look, man, I know he's got the syrup for it.
So
yeah.
I don't think you have much to worry about there.
When I tell you, my shit gets progressively weirder. Okay. It's Robert De Niro in The Fan. LA, my man.
What the fuck? Just a knife salesman. Divorced knife salesman. Unhealthy obsession with his baseball team. All right. We're staying on. This one was funny to me. Cuervo Jones. From Escape from Los Angeles. I don't think I could say bad at Cuervo Jones.
With the drums, throwing the thumbs up at the sky.
The dove at the sky. Yeah. Just talking about how she wouldn't shut the fuck up on television, you know?
Jobless, homeless dad from MVP.
You're getting sick. This is masochism at this point, Zach.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Fuck the jobless homeless dad. I don't fucking care. He doesn't even have a job. He can't support you.
Mr. Magoo.
Man, your new boyfriend sends a lot of eggplant emojis.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
It has to be said.
No, he's packing. He's packing a hug.
Good norm.
He's packing a blue ribbon at the county fair hog. What are you talking about? We saw her walk in there.
It's his first place on it.
Spit's good, huh?
My man Norm, you know, he's the homie. And he appreciates women. He loves women.
I still gotta save my last one for last. But
I'm gonna
take a little bit of a dip here, but look, man, I get it. I'm the same way he is. I'm horny too, baby. Lewis Pinnock.
Oh. I thought you'd have
him. Unbelievable, man.
I actually thought you'd have him in your top five.
I thought about it real hard. I thought about it real hard.
Unbelievable, man.
Zach, you can't move Brandon Lang out for Lewis Pinnock.
you wouldn't, right?
You know what?
All them years in the factory, all that time I put in, and I'm the fucking delivery boy.
You know what? You just sold me. Move him to number four. Move everybody else down one. Monix off the list.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Monix
Look
off
at
the
that,
list.
Well, dude.
Maze, keep the soundboard nice and piping hot because the next name on my list had the hugest boner at the side.
I had the hugest boner. Yo, Preston Myers, dude, what's going on, man?
You know what that clap is? That's cheeks right there. That's not just the dap.
Can I tell you the one guy that absolutely will never be on my list?
Who's that?
Because he's too good at it and he's conniving and evil, is Brian Brown in Cocktail.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that. Yeah.
He will bang your girl just for fun. He will ruin your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He will come and find your new girl and try to bang her when you've gone to Kokomo.
I feel like this one, it's going to be like quicker than I think most and quicker than you expect. You know why?
Quicker than you?
Because there's not going to be any chit-chat. Banderas, assassins. Okay.
I had that written down.
Yeah.
Too psychotic? Like, it's Banderas, so I get it.
I think he's going to have to flee pretty quickly after.
Fled. Yeah. You gotta.
I mean, got excited because he thought I picked somebody from Fled.
I did too. I sure did.
No!
All right. I've got two more names on my list. They're both fucking showstoppers right here.
I got one showstopper left.
Okay. Maze, you got any more names?
I just have a couple more not jokey ones. So I probably Alex, the L.A. Van Damme from Double Impact.
Okay.
Hugh Hackman from Swordfish.
Underwear?
And then the one that you'd have, bang your sister, Kurt Russell in Tango and Cash.
Well, that's right. All right, Zach.
Hold on. Two more not serious or not like showstoppers. Nobody picked Memo.
Yeah, I just assumed it was.
I'm surprised that everybody followed the assignment, but he wouldn't make my list anyways.
Oh, really? What?
He absolutely would make my list.
I thought everyone was going to have it, so I was like, all right, I'm not going to put him on because I thought everyone would have him somewhere. But he's got to be mentioned. You know, this guy doesn't get enough mention as a recurring character. He's someone I've trusted for decades. Yeah.
The unhoused
It's Kurt Loader. It's Kurt Loader from Belly. Come on, man. The unhoused gentleman from Snacky 7-Eleven. You know what? Wait, I got to update this list.
The unhoused gentleman from the extended universe. Where does he go?
All right, here we go. Showstoppers.
But yeah, Kurt Loader, sure. Yeah, I get it.
Zach, I feel like we should flip a coin and figure out who goes first.
Well, I just have one. You've got two, right?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I just got one.
Go for her. Okay. Master Splinter.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Yeah! Why? Because you want to see his...
It's the scene where he says, where is Master Splinter? And he's like, coming.
I got an idea here, Amin. You text me yours, and I'll text you mine. Okay. I have typed mine out. You tell me when to push.
He'll show
yeah. And you, I'm going to say I'm going to say yours for you, and you say mine for me. All right? You tell me when to push
chat?
Send.
In a Cinephobe chat?
No, because I want to be a surprise for Mace. Just you and me.
Where's Zach Harper?
Might be under honesty. Look under dishonest.
1, 2, 3, send.
Okay.
Did you guys do it?
Kind of the same note too.
Gingerly touch tips.
It's adjacent. It's same note adjacent. Yo, I'm mad he's not on my list.
What, yours or mine?
Yours. I'm mad.
Okay, Zach. Zach's pick was Moose.
And Amin's was Gertie.
Yes. Bingo.
You don't respect the boulevard, and you don't respect the fans.
It's not your erectile dysfunction. It's your disability. It's your personality.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh
yeah, I can't believe that you both only had the one and not the other.
I know.
Oh God.
What's funny is as we were sending, I was like, I bet he's got moose too. And then I saw Gertie come up with the screen. I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
I thought you were gonna say Gertie. I was like, watch it be the same fucking one at the same time.
Oh, shit. That's the bingo predator dap of this podcast.
Moose
and Gertie.
Son of a
at Darth the Mean, at Corpuzzle, at Son of a Pod. You can send us your CT5 memo award for.
Yeah, let us know who you'd like to smash your girl.
Smash your girl.
Who did we forget?
Maze case your mom, I guess.
Just Hoogie.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.